If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Royal security concerns after Kensington Palace. Prince William and his family are facing fresh security worries after a suspected stalker, Derek Egan, 39, allegedly trespassed twice at Kensington Palace within 3 days, prompting questions about his subsequent release on bail. Egan was arrested for scaling the palace fence on December 21 and again on December 23. Despite his first arrest, he was released on police bail, allowing him to return to the grounds, before being detained by officers from the Met Police Royal and Specialist Protection Command. He now faces 2 counts of trespassing and is in custody. Royal aides were notified of the incidents, which occurred shortly before Christmas. Although the Prince of Wales and Catherine, Princess of Wales, primarily reside in Windsor, they also maintain apartment 1A at Kensington, which they were not occupying during the intrusions. Former head of the Met Police's Royal and Specialist Protection Branch, Di Davis, criticized the bail decision, stating it raises serious concerns. He emphasized the need for an evaluation of the potential danger posed to the royal family. Any breach of Kensington Palace's security, he noted, warrants careful investigation regarding motives and potential mental health issues. If this person wasn't already on a list, he certainly will be now, Davis added. Kensington Palace houses several royals, including the Duke of Gloucester, Princess Eugenie, and Prince Michael of Kent. During the intrusions, Egan reportedly carried a heavy rucksack and was captured on CCTV scaling fencing near the Hyde Park entrance, although he did not enter the main building. At a Westminster Magistrates Court appearance, Egan displayed abusive behavior and attempted to damage the dock. District Judge Sam Guzzi announced the proceedings would continue without him on January 6 due to his disorderly conduct, denying him bail due to the risk of a custodial sentence upon conviction. The Crown Prosecution Service indicated that charges against Egan require the Attorney General's consent, considering security matters involving the royal family. A palace security source revealed that the incidents have alarmed staff and sparked a review of security protocols, noting, "People inside the system are seriously questioning how this was allowed to happen again." The Wales family has faced numerous security scares in recent years, leading to heightened protective measures around royal residences.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.